Rabotai, just one review of halakha that we discussed. There's a question in halakha: is there an obligation to have a seudah on Rosh Chodesh? We know there's a nyan seudat Shabbat, seudat Yom Tov. What about seudat Rosh Chodesh? The Tur in Siman Taf Yutet actually brings three proofs from three different sources, and he concludes that one indeed should have a special seudah on Rosh Chodesh. What are his three proofs? One of them is from the Yerushalmi in Masechet Megillah and Daf He. The Yerushalmi over there is talking about certain ceremonies that you're allowed to delay. Instead of Magdimim, Me'aharim, you delay the ceremony. One of them is, the Yerushalmi's Lashon is, Seudat Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean, Seudat Rosh Chodesh? What do you mean, delay Seudat Rosh Chodesh? Well, first of all, you see that there's a concept called Seudat Rosh Chodesh. Now let's explain what it means. The Korban Ha'edah on the Yerushalmi says that it's talking about where Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbat. And you're supposed to Mechabed Rosh Chodesh with a nice Seudah, but Shabbat it's not going to be noticeable because anyway you're having a Seudah. So therefore you should push up the Seudah of Rosh Chodesh to the next day, to Sunday. So the Tur brings a proof from here that you see that there's an Inyan of Rosh Chodesh. The Ben Ish Hai brings down in the Halachot that there was a rabbi called the Ya'abetz, and the Ya'abetz had a custom that when Rosh Chodesh would fall out on Shabbat, he would have an extra seudah, an extra food during the Melaveh Malka on Motzei Shabbat, based on this Yerushalmi, that seudat Rosh Chodesh me'aharim. And the Ben Ish Hai said, it's a good practice. Imagine that, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbat, you're already having the seudah on the Motzei during the Melaveh Malka. The second proof the Ben Ish Hai brings is from the famous Haftarah of Mahar Chodesh. Shaul HaMelech would have a Seudah on Rosh Chodesh, although that's not his proof from Shaul. David would be by Shaul's table every Rosh Chodesh. There was tension between Shaul and David. So Yehonatan, Shaul's son, told David, don't come to the Seudah this month. Let me see my father, how he's doing. And they said, well, he's going to ask for me. Tell him, Zevach Mishpacha Yeshnanu. Tell him we have a family, family meeting, family Zevach, family meal. So the Tur says that, so you see there must have been a custom on Rosh Chodesh to have family meals. Although the Bet Yosef, he says, what's the proof? He says they were making up a story. It was just an excuse to tell Shaul, that he's busy. But who says that that's a proof that they actually had a seudah? So the Bet Yosef says, because if it wasn't customary to make a seudah, then that wouldn't have been a good excuse. He must have made an excuse up that's plausible, that makes sense. So therefore the Bet Yosef says, that's a good proof that the two said. The third proof on the merits of having seudat Rosh Chodesh is from a pasuk in this week's parasha. The pasuk says, וביום שמחתכם ומועדכם ובראשי חודשכם. So the Tur writes that there's a hekesh between מועדכם and ראשי חודשכם. That just like on מועדכם, you have to have a seudah, there's no argument on that. So Tur on ראשי חודשכם, you're also supposed to have a seudah. And therefore Maran, in Siman, Taf Yutet, very small halakha, he writes that one should be careful to have a seudah on Rosh Chodesh. It's interesting that Maran would devote an entire siman just to this one halakha. It's probably to impress upon the importance. There's another seudah that Maran also devoted only one siman to, and that's siman Shin, where Maran talked about the importance of eating Melaveh Malka. And therefore, it seems that these two seudot were neglected, and therefore Maran wanted to show you how important they are. So instead of putting these halachot, in the middle of Hilchot Shabbat or in the middle of Hilchot Rosh Chodesh, he highlighted them. in a special siman. One of the great rabbis concluded, and he said, when Eliyahu Navi was on the mountain with the Nevi'eh HaBa'al, and the Nevi'eh HaBa'al were the Obdei Avodah Zarah, and there were Jews there that were waffling back and forth. You know, one day they do Avodah Zarah, one day they serve the Ba'al. So Eliyahu Navi rebuked them, and he said, Ad matai atem posechim asheneh asa'ipim. You're pulling the rope from both ends. So the Ba'alei Musar say that there's two simanim in Shulchan Aruch that have one se'if in it regarding a se'udah. And these are the se'udot that the people neglect. Velave Malka and se'udat Rosh Chodesh. So the Navi says, Ad matai atem posechim asheneh asa'ipim. Se'if Shin and se'if Taf Yutet in the Shulchan Aruch. That you should not neglect them. And therefore, the Ma'aseh, one should make an effort. Although the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're not obligated to have bread necessarily. However, the Umato, the Kafahim Sofer writes, it's customary not only to have bread, but Lechem Mishneh. You should break bread on two loaves like Shabbat. And we know that the Pesikta writes that whatever we spend on Rosh Chodesh does not come out of our bottom line. Like it says, Kol mezonotav shel Adam ketzuvim lo mitishri ad tishri chutz mitishri. From one tishri, that's the economic cycle, Rosh Hashanah till the next Rosh Hashanah, not including tishri. Tishri Rashi Tevot, Torah, Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Yamim Tovim. Those four items are on God's bill. And therefore, the seudah that you make for Rosh Chodesh is really not going to come out of your bottom line. So therefore, Adrabah should splurge and make a seudah. And the kafahim's lashon is uscharo kaful umchufal. And the reward for such people is not kaful, but it's kaful umchufal. It's doubled and quadrupled. That is the halakha.